little bit more laid back than our current caffeinated.
Yes, ours is more. I heard it as like, hey, this sounds akin to Nerdist without being Nerdist.
Yeah.
So let's just rip that off for now while we need something.
I like that.
Yeah.
You beat Emily for a number of times.
Yep.
Wow. But only by one.
Is that also counting?
I was just counting hers as 50. Like with the clip show.
Okay, yeah, because Emily would also have that. So.
Mm-hmm.
So is this?
This is 16.
16? Okay.
Technically.
Yep. Hoo-ah. You know, I know I can't be on episode 100, but I was excited to be on episode 99. Because we got 99
problems. And no balloons ain't one.
Dude, I actually bought 30 red balloons and they're sitting in my
pocket. Why? Why? There's no real reason.
Like, that there was so much back and forth.
Yeah.
Mm. I did not expect anything to come of that.
30 red balloons. Sitting in a bag in the back of Katie's car.
Though, at the
I was
same...
I'm actually going to, like, sit here and do background music of me blowing up balloons.
Balloon music.
I realize I cannot have any earrings in when I do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it hurts.
It does. Even the ones that I keep in all the time.
Yeah, everyone's got the runny nose tonight.
Biking in the rain, maybe.
That might have something to do with it.
Might have been. It's also, with the hot, cold, it's, sinus infection season.
I think you may have been on more than anyone.
Yes. I was distracted
me?
When you came in.
I don't know.
Probably,
oh, yes.
I don't know. You, these guys were probably on the most.
Yes.
I don't
yes.
count them. You don't count them?
No.
That makes sense. I don't count them.
I know I've been on the most.
I know. That, it's crazy. Like, now I live in this neighborhood. And I have a lot of friends.
You have been on the most.
Just do a list. Adam episodes.
How did I do? What?
Yes,
how did I do? I don't even know how I put this over there. But that's impressive that I did it so quickly. And then, oh, wait, no, you probably had it like that. And then.
No, you brought the windscreen around. And then you just kind of like open up. And you're like, bloop.
It's
easier to put it on there than to get it off of
right.
there. I will say that because I know that that's a
it's like
common
some sort
occurrence.
Of puzzle. I didn't even expect it's
all that.
Crazy. But it's been great.
Kong.
Bong. It's good living in Minneapolis, but now I have so many friends and literally no time. This is a problem now of a new sort. Where it's not
you
as much distance.
You want to get a little bit closer in there.
It's not as,
there you go.
I'm getting comfortable.
Yeah, no, I know.
He's settling.
Hey.
I saw you push back. I was just like,
this is seven now. I can. at this point, I'm a professional.
It has been a while for
true.
Both of you.
That is
I know.
True. That's very true.
I haven't been on it. That's why when you were
this
like.
This is very much a reunion episode at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, I pushed mine away just to make a point.
I was like, reunion for me because I haven't seen you guys in months.
Months, and
yeah.
Andrew hasn't seen us in months.
I've been a journeyman lately, I think.
Well, we were waiting for you to get settled before.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
Well,
as of today, I'm settled.
I didn't hear you.
Dave has 17, so he's...
Dave Wheeler,
17. Oh, see, because I knew that Dave and I were like, we're heading, you know.
Yeah, and Dave turned into a very go-to because his schedule for Tuesdays was very...
Right.
Opportunistic, might be the right word.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that's why I've disappeared as my...
Yeah, your
my
schedule work
for
schedule.
Tuesdays has gotten weird.
You and your late working such.
I know.
My goal is to get someone on with every single letter of the alphabet list.
I was
so
thinking...
So who are you missing?
Q,
really?
Definitely. There. Do we have an I? We don't have an I, do we?
I don't think we have an I.
Hmm.
So for the Halloween episode, you need to have Ichabod Crane.
Yep.
Well, that'd be a C.
Wait, no. Yeah.
Did you see the?
We're going by last names, right?
Yep.
Oh, last name.
So
yeah.
You could get. We could get Molly from the Dregs. Molly Zupon from the Dregs.
Okay, that'd be a Z.
No. I think the best way to go about this is we, for the Halloween episode. You have some sort of party and everyone dresses up as some character that hits her, hits the letters
yes.
on her list.
Yes.
Stay in character
Let's do
and they have to stay in character.
But we'll do characters.
But Fox or ABC or NBC or somebody has that Sleepy Hollow show that's going to tank really soon.
Oh yeah.
So I don't want to associate with that.
Yeah.
Because how many episodes could you relate to a headless guy tormenting a town with the guy who cut off his head being locked in jail or stranded in modern times?
I will say this. It's already from just seeing the previews, I'm already like pretty sure there's a lot of plot holes, and like usually that's not a good sign if just from a trailer you're already like, I'm already out of this premise, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I assume the reason why that guy who cut off the headless horseman's head is in jail is because they, as policemen, probably assumed he was crazy. And then all of a sudden they decide, we're going to listen to this guy and trust everything he says.
New management.
That's probably my favorite part about The Fall, though, is when they have all these new shows that they're just like throwing you at. And then, like, it's always so funny to see the ones that don't last.
Yeah. What were we talking about? There were some really bad ones last year, weren't there?
Yeah.
There always are.
I will say the ones, Andy Samberg's new one on Fox, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I've heard good things about that. There's other ones.
Seth Green's Giovanni Ribisi's Dads is already tanking because it's
dads.
Too.
Is it called New Dads?
No, it's called Dads.
It? Dads, just Dads.
Oh. Just called Dads.
I think I saw a trailer for that once.
It's being received by critics as too racy. And because it's made by the creators of Family Guy and Ted. It's just like,
I'm gonna guess that.
Incredibly racist, bigoted, sexist. But then, like, they try to spin on that, saying, critics are saying this show is god-awful, but here's a crowd person, like, one person who was at one of our tapings who actually thought it may have been possibly funny. It's like, don't worry what critics say. I was laughing. It's like, well, you're one person, so no.
We don't care about you.
People are saying that, though, this is, like, the golden age of TV. Like, you look at what's on TV now. Versus just even in the 90s. I mean, it's just become such a long way.
Have you ever watched... do you watch a lot of YouTube?
Yes.
Do you watch the stuff that Cracked puts out?
Yeah, I'm... Yes.
Do you watch After Hours? Their series. It's four people at a table discussing different plots and movies and plot holes. Like that. Sometimes they attack plot holes of specific... storylines, like they attack why Indiana Jones isn't a very good role model because he always says that this belongs in a museum, but he never actually tells anyone about anything he finds, like how World War II would end immediately. If he's like, hey, there's a god, and you know he's going to melt your face off if you're a bad person, so Nazis, you should probably just stop. Like, they focus an entire episode on that. One episode, they talk about new TV and how this is the modern... golden age of TV, and one thing that goes with that is it's not so much golden age of TV, it's just like an anti-hero positioned in different timelines put up against different odds. Like, basically, you could say that Breaking Bad, Mad Men, and a number of other shows are realistically the same show, just different times, and slightly juxtaposed based on, you know, advertising versus meth sales versus it is the same but different.
There's
more or less.
There's a lot of factors that they talk about, and there's a few, I should say.
One thing.
Sorry. That's me.
Okay.
There we go.
Ah, there you are.
I spun it to the side because I had to do a look at the screen and do something once. So
I was wondering what
I was talking to the metal line right there.
Okay.
My fault.
Yeah.
I'll give my 2 bits, and then we can.
Well, no, this is mic check territory, so we're fine.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want.
I just want to say
thank you for being paranoid.
It's a mic
though.
Check.
Other people aren't.
As soon as you said mic check, I was like, okay, I should probably check the mic, and then it seemed to pass inspection.
This appears to be a microphone. This is good.
This would be this is what my podcast would be like. It'd be called Tangents, and we just go off on tangents, and then that's where that ended up. So.
I think it would be great if people had to count how many tangents.
And here we go on a tangent. Thank you very much for kicking that off. Way to go. What a plug.
And then what if we just kept count the whole time? How many times do
we've we've actually done that and backtracked successfully back into the conversation that we've done before.
That's
where it's
impressive.
Like, wait, where were we? Okay, so we started or we ended with this, but we got into that because of this, and we got into that because of this. Oh, we were talking about Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Oh, oh
right. It's always the weirdest thing, too.
But you were giving your two cents about Golden Age.
Well, the Golden Age of TV, I have to say this. You know, people like say, you know, social media, the lack of any movie that's been coming out now, the budget is just crazy, and then they'll... It has to be like this big blockbuster thing. Like, you don't see a lot of small budget buzzwords, social media, movies, digital effects. I can't even think of anymore.
See, I feel like there is like a big divide where there's either it is Michael Bay blown out budget or indie, you know, $7 million. I'll say $7 million as there's nothing that's like there's real mid. It's either like this is a fantastic movie and it was only made on $700,000 or here's the new Michael Bay film, it was $3 billion or something.
Yeah.
Those are the directors that are doing the really good work that can come in and say, well, we could make this on, you know, $700,000, and then they come out with this gold, and then Hollywood's just sitting there scratching their head like, well, we put $2 million into this one. It didn't do as good.
I wonder why.
Why
is Transformers 4 not looking so good?
Oh, man.
Throw money on it, and that'll make it a good movie. Right.
Throw money on the fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Which is,
a little gasoline.
Yeah. And I think that's why TV's doing so well, is they just have to make one short pilot to get something picked up. So it's... Mm. If it's an hour or if it's a half an hour, they can build an idea. And if it, because I think that the industry is putting a huge emphasis on whether something flops or not. And that's why, like, if they make these $1 billion movies, they, you know, they're like, okay, hero, girl, destruction, like boy loses girl, boy gets girl back.
Chase scene.
Oh.
Before boy gets girl back.
Somebody turns on somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. You know,
somebody turns on somebody else.
Yeah.
Double let's betrayal.
Make,
oh.
Let's actually make this movie, though. Write these down. Katie, get
on. Katie, take notes.
But it, one thing I was going to say is that it's
what's our budget?
It's the offshoot networks. It's, you know, AMC, right. HBO, Showtime. It's people who can actually devote time and a little bit more money to these projects to take them off versus ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. They have to really just like, okay, we got to get something out. We got to get something new out.
Right.
We need to fill out
They've
this
got file. That expectation to fulfill, whereas the other ones are like,
we can throw on another rerun of this or whatever.
Well, and they can do whatever they want to do, because if they succeed, that's fantastic. But if they don't succeed, nobody has that huge expectation like ABC, CBS, NBC has, that
because sponsors are so devoted to network versus once you get far enough into the channels, it's just kind of like you'll see a repetitive number of actual commercials like, oh, okay, so Sprint's covering this one too. Mm. It's more Sprint doesn't have an agreement with this show, but they just have something with the channel as a whole.
Yeah.
I think you summed it up very well.
You did.
I think there's another aspect, though, the context, though, because it's true, like, on the bigger networks, HBO, you know, that it's been a kind of, I'd say, a fairly recent thing that you can get away with having every episode being a cliffhanger versus on network television, that's almost unheard of, to have an episode of CSI end with something that's a reference back to the pilot of that season. So there's just it's just like this alchemy that I do not understand.
Yeah, for network shows or basic network shows, we'll say it needs to be something that you can jump into at any moment and be able to understand immediately. Where once you go into the offshoots, once you get into the sticks a little bit, then it's more you can go the full storyline and be like, okay, well, you can throw in maybe 30 seconds of the last episode or chop it up to kind of do that reality show producer editing where you get like kind of snippets to try to twist the perspective of the audience a little bit, but at the same time not have to start from square one every single episode like so many different shows have to do.
Yeah. Right.
Well, actually, I heard a piece on NPR recently about this very thing, and part of the reason why the network TV shows are so serialized, where it's like one story arc in one episode and not like branching over
right
the whole season of a series. It's just because of that reason that they have to, like, in one episode, in a pilot, they have to show. Yeah. Oh, yeah, boy. As we pull up YouTube and it's dads. As the
full circle.
The headline there. Yeah, but it's so much harder for people to buy into a show, especially when it's starting out, when you're only getting a little bit of the story at a time. And I mean, with some shows where it's like Lost or Heroes or things like that, where they do the cliffhanger type,
yeah,
type
right
storyline.
That's why, yeah, and Lost especially, just like it took off so quick, but then it, on the downside, it just cut off really quick too.
Yeah, the
Lost is going to be one of those TV shows that is going to be like nothing else.
And it also made me not care, because you couldn't just jump in.
Yeah. You couldn't.
Yeah. You had to get it from the beginning. Yeah. It's like, I don't have the attention span for this. Yeah. Give me.
Didn't. Wait. So yeah. What you're saying is you didn't, you know, binge on three seasons with your roommates before the next season started. And then the next year when you had different roommates, you binged on four seasons before the fifth season started. Are you saying that you didn't do that two years in a row with Lost?
I've seen less than 15 minutes of Lost as a whole.
That's the thing, though.
I did that.
I mean, you have the people who just want to sit down and watch one episode of something and don't really care about the whole series.
Right.
And you have the fanatics on the other end of the spectrum who are going to watch every episode and buy the DVDs when they come out and things like that.
Right.
There's really very little in the middle of that spectrum. There are very few people in the middle of that. It's either I want one episode here and there and I want it to make sense, like Castle or things like that, or CSI or any of those.
Yeah. CSI.
And then over here, the problem is, how do you build that fan base even before the show comes out, so that you have the ratings that you need to keep it going, you know?
Yeah. So can I just point out something that I've noticed with ABC?
If
folks have listened to previous episodes with me on it, I for a long time I've only watched ABC. That's just my go-to, because I love ABC.com.
Only channel I'm going to watch, because S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to be on there.
Yes. Very excited for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. When's
it'll
that starting?
It'll also be on Hulu, so I'm okay.
October. I think it's the beginning of October.
Rocktober.
Yes. Anyway, so ABC kind of, they lost.
Rocktober?
Socktober.
I like that one better.
At the Pleasure Chest in California, it's Cocktober, yeah.
Did you say Croctober?
I said Frock. Oh, no, it is Frock and Cock, so it kind of
makes. Yeah, it makes. Totally.
Ooh, I like Fraggle Rocktober.
Whoa. Just
I'm only watching Fraggle Rocktober.
Mocktober.
Sorry, ABC.
Wait,
anyways.
No, wait, hold on. Dan, you're a Jim Henson fan. Are you familiar with The Storyteller? Yes, okay. That was one I had never seen until like last year, and then I just binged the hell out of it. And
it's a weird one. It's almost Labyrinth weird, but less like codpiece.
Yeah, no, there's two. Yeah, the first incarnation I liked. The second one was I think one in 88, and then one in 91.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 88 one, I immediately liked, because like just that style of storytelling and John Hurt. Very quintessential, like, stood out to me in the 80s. But
to recreate it, and it didn't come off.
Yeah.
But ABC.
I'm coming back.
ABC.
All right.
Yes.
I'm really trying to drive this.
I know. I appreciate that. Okay. So ABC had Lost, and they had, I don't know, a couple other good shows. And then for a while, good shows, a.k.a. Wipeout. And they hit it pretty good last year. They had Revenge come on. They had Once Upon a Time a couple of years ago. I guess they're both in a couple of seasons now. And they had, what's the third one I'm thinking of? Scandal. So those all three premiered two years ago.
Revenge and Scandal.
In the fall or in the summer or whatever it was. And they did very, very well. They've been really good shows for them. You want to know what they're coming out with this season? Have you heard? There's one that's, well, it's Alice in Wonderland.
As a spin-off of Once Upon a Time. Heard about that.
Which I'm just like, okay, cool because I really like Alice in Wonderland and I like Once Upon a Time, but you're just trying to capitalize on the fact that you hit a good thing with Once Upon a Time and now you're ruining it. Nice job. Then
they have to try it to fail because they don't know any better.
There's one. Oh, I'm blanking on the name of it. So, yeah, like if you go to the ABC website, you'll see it. So they have Scandal, they have Revenge, and they have
Wipeout.
Wipeout. No, it's something. It's something. What a word just like that.
Stabby. I don't know.
Is anybody looking it up with their smartphone?
I'm trying to. I was just too captivated by Stabby.
By Stabby.
The show about the guy who stabs people.
But this one is like even more ridiculous.
Shield, Scandal, Modern Family, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, Grey's Anatomy, The Chew, General Hospital.
The Chew.
Good Morning America, The View, 2020, 666 Park Avenue, ABC's World News with Diane Sawyer. I can keep going if you want. American Music Awards.
No, but does it have a section for what's new this year?
Just popular.
The fall preview.
What's hot?
Oh, is it?
Oh, wait.
Entertaining.
Shows.
There you go.
Oh, wait. There's a button that says new shows I didn't notice. I swear. new. Stop moving, you damn. I hate their website already. Fuck them. we're rated scandalous already. Why not?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, you are, huh?
Just take advantage
explicit,
of it.
Scandalous, whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, God.
That's a whole different
their
aggregator.
Their mobile site
though.
Is so shitty. Fuck you, ABC, and your dog too.
Is it a mobile version of the site, or is it?
Yeah, it's condensed down, so all the buttons suck.
Oh no.
How about Trophy Wife?
No.
Marvel? No. No. Super Fun Night.
No.
What?
What the fuck?
What is that?
There's no logo for it either because it's Betrayal?
Betrayal.
Betrayal.
Betrayal. So we have Scandal. We have
okay.
Betrayal. And we have Revenge.
Betrayal.
Come on. Are they all just like three words that are basically the exact same word? Like they that are all the show title. They're all going to be about the same.
I have one that tops that. There's one on here that says Lucky Seven, and the description says, please make him say seven.
What?
So with Betrayal,
fuck
is it
you,
going
ABC.
To be a long season-long story arc where it's going to be one big betrayal at the end, or is there going to be a whole bunch of betrayals?
I imagine it's
going to
be like the...
It's going to be like Revenge, where it's just a bunch of betrayals on a betrayal.
My French fries, you bastard!
It's a primetime soap opera.
Yeah.
Betrayal, 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 episode end.
Yeah.
Betrayal, 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 reversal of betrayal, reversal, death, fake death, two-parter episode, Betrayal.
Mm. Yeah, so because they hit it, you know, they hit it good with Scandal and Revenge, and now they have Betrayal, and it's like
buzzwords.
Dude, you did really well 2 years ago, and now you're just making spinoffs.
Next season, Stabby.
Stabby.
It could happen. You borrowed my spatula without asking. Betrayal.
So just for the sense of time.
We should move on.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh,
but
sure.
I am going to show you this while I grab a beverage because we did basically